Welcome to Sportsman of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday morning at 8 on Denver Sports Radio, 1600 The Zone, with insight on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading outdoor experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here is your host, Scott Whatley.
Good morning and welcome to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Whatley, my partner Red Merrill in studio. Red, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be here, buddy.
It is good to be here. And also our guest in studio, Mr. Hunter Roop with Bushman's Quiver. Hunter, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Red. Scott, thanks for having me.
Sure. And, you know, we all had a great time last night. We were at the Wildlife Experience, and they had the hunting film tour there. And we both had booths at the event, along with several other conservation deals, had the National Wild Turkey Federation, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, SCI. Russell was out there with the Bluffs and several other.
Yeah, Cabela's was
out there.
Prime sponsor.
Yep, and but a really good deal. And, you know, if you're not familiar with the Wildlife Experience, I suggest you go out there and check it out. It's very easy to live in cities and past buildings like I had really done for many, many years. And finally, we went over there in the spring, Red and I and Hunter actually for an event. And it's an awesome place. And whenever they do something, it's first class. And Gary Debus over there does a great job. And it was a really good evening. And we'll get into some more specifics on that. But I want to get to our official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. And let's go to Dan Johnson out at Lindlaw Chevrolet. Dan, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Well, we're doing good, Dan. Good, but I tell you, I do want to take a minute and just tell everybody, man, our thoughts and prayers are with them up north. I've lived here since 1993, man. I don't know about you, but I've never seen it rain like this in my life here.
Unbelievable. And unfortunately, I think we're going to have a lot of flood cars that everybody needs to be careful of. Hopefully we'll get the sunshine the next couple of days and we'll dry out a little bit. But
it was really something. The last reports, you know, as late as this morning I heard, were around 218 people were unaccounted for and four people had lost their lives. And they're expecting 1 to 2 inches of rain later tonight.
Oh, man.
Up there.
I had heard that. That's,
man, it is just unbelievable. Yeah. Well, tell us what's going on at Lynn Lyle today.
Well, I just pulled up to the dealership in my 2014 Chevy Silverado, and that's the first time I've really, you know, the past couple of days, the first time I've really, you know, driven one, you know, for, I think I got 300 miles on this thing. Quite a truck, guys. It's quieter. It's, the radio's unbelievable. I mean, you hit a button and say, I want to go to Cabela's, and it'll take you right there. It's amazing. It's I'm really impressed, and I've been around cars a long, long time, and this one's really got me impressed.
Wow, yeah, and you have, and I mean, it is a beautiful truck. That one on the showroom floor, every time I'm over there, I have to walk over and take a glance, and that one's beautiful as well.
We're gonna get you in one, Scott.
Yeah,
Dan, I'm loving my truck that I bought from you. That 3500 crew cab dually hauled my big gooseneck stock trailer and horses up to Guanella Pass the other day. I'm telling you, that truck was so smooth and so powerful. I never even knew that the trailer was back there, and I'm enjoying my truck.
That's great. That's great. And you can actually drive through a drive-through without having to turn it off and order something.
Yeah, that is true. I used to have to turn my other diesel off because it was so noisy they couldn't hear. And this is so quiet and so nice. I'm loving it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you are. That's what I want, is happy customers.
And Dan, you know, I always want to mention your body shop. You guys have a great body shop there, and you can fix all the way from the minor scrapes and dings to more, unfortunately, severe crashes that sometimes happen. And, you guys have done a great job over there. And, I always want to let people know, because sometimes, and I had this happen this week where someone called me and they told us that our insurance company told us that we had to go to their preferred shop. And I go, well, they're lying to you, because you can go anywhere you want to go. And but tell us a little bit about your body shop.
That's absolutely right. You don't have to go where they they send you, and I'd be careful mm-hmm. doing that too, because a lot of insurance companies, you know, they obviously want to fix it as cheap as possible, and sometimes they'll use aftermarket parts, used parts, things like that. So, you know, you just need to be careful, and, you know, we don't do that here. Guys, I've told you before, for your listeners, we'll, you know, if you don't have a loaner car rider on your insurance policy and you have a problem, we'll certainly help you out with a loaner car in our body shop. So, you know, we just like the opportunity.
Right, right. Well, you guys do a great job up there, and we sure appreciate you taking care of, you know, us and our friends and everybody we send there. And, you know, the good part is I know you take care of everybody, and that's what you make car buying experience a joy, where most people dread it, you know, because they think they're going to have to go through what the typical whole car buying routine is. And that's one thing. And I mean, I always tell people, I go, hey, if we can find the car, we'll be done in 10 minutes, you know, with at least the transaction part of it, because I mean, it's something that you guys just make it so easy, and you just want to make people happy and find them the right automobile.
Well, I do. And that's, it doesn't have to be.
That's true. That's true.
It
yeah.
It doesn't have to be.
Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is the official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado, and without them, this show would not be possible. So we want to thank, you know, Dan and his team for doing that for us. They're located at 14500 East Colfax, and so go out there and see them, and Dan will be out there, I'm sure, for a good part of the day. So stop in and tell him you heard about him on Sportsman of Colorado, and you've got a lot of pre-owned vehicles I saw the other day.
I do. Okay. My lot's full, and that's nice to see. So, you know, I got things from, you know, mid-range prices, $5,000-$7,000 on up. So all brands, all makes and models, you know, LynnLyleChevy.com. You can jump on there and take a look at all our pre-owned and our new as well.
All right, Dan. Well, man, we appreciate it. And I'll drop out there a little later and show you my new tailgate on my truck.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. That's Dan Johnson, the GM out of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And again, they do a great job. And Dan's a great guy, and just he's got a great sales force out there, and just a beautiful new showroom they redid about a year ago now, I guess it is. And so go out there and check them out. And again, I do want to reiterate that we certainly are thinking about all our friends and neighbors up north, and it has just been unbelievable, the amount of rain, Red.
Yes.
It really has.
And it has dislodged many people up there and many animals. And right now is the harvest time up there, and they are really going to be going through some difficult times, and our prayers are with them.
That's for sure. And again, we'll mention the event last night, and we actually did a drawing with Bushman's Quiver for the safari that Hunter does at the Tanner Gun Show. And actually, the Tanner Gun Show will be happening next weekend. The 21st and 22nd. Hunter, you'll be out there for that?
Absolutely. Starting Saturday morning.
Okay.
When the doors open, and then the drawing takes place, you see, Sunday afternoon about 3:30.
Okay. And why don't you go through what the drawing is?
Well, it includes 7 days in Africa. We hunt out of the Limpopo province. Our base camp's in a little town called Matamoli, about 2 hours north of Johannesburg. It's real easy to get to. We picked the winner up at the airport. And it includes 7 days of plains game and hunting. It includes one free Impala, one free blessed buck. It includes the services of the PH and trackers and skinners. We take care of all the field preparation of the harvested trophies, and then we transport those from the field to the dip and ship facility. It's an affiliate of ours. You guys are familiar with that. And to make sure that the client's trophies get back to the United States in good condition. It includes all the lodging, all the food, free local wine, beer. It's a complete package. It's really nice.
And it sure is. And I tell you, we had a tremendous time, and just about I can't think of a week that hadn't gone by, Red, that we hadn't been talking and just relived one That's moment right. of that, or a week, yes. or a few days of our trip. And real quick, I want to mention one of our new sponsors to the show. And this is going to sound very unique for a outdoor show, but Catherine's French Bakery, Cafe, and Catering. And we actually got to know these fine folks through our website, they sent a question in through the Ask the Expert, and we went out and met with Catherine and Mario. They're located at 728 South University Boulevard, and just a great place. They have a cafe there, like I said, for breakfast and lunch, coffee, tea. They do weddings, showers, birthdays, graduations, retirements, so catering's available. But these folks are really nice, and you're over in that Bonnie Bray area. They're right there on the right-hand side. There's your, let's see, heading down University toward Cherry Creek there. I guess that'd be east. located at 728 South University Boulevard. And stop in and see Catherine and Mario and tell them you heard about them on Sportsman of Colorado. The number 303-282-5888. And, Red, tell us a little bit about the wildlife experience. Got going on.
Yes, the Wildlife Experience sponsors many different events, and boy, we encourage everyone to become a member at the Wildlife Experience, and they're having some events at the Schweiger Ranch, which is, I believe, just south of the Wildlife Experience. And on September 20th, they're having Wildlife Stories with Jeff Rux. The time is 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And Jeff Rux is a retired education manager with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. You'll hear amazing true stories from his long career as a wildlife manager, biologist, educator, and game warden about trapping bears, tranquilizing mountain lions, rappelling down cliffs with peregrine falcons, and more. And for more information on that, and you need to register, call the Wildlife Experience at 720-488-3344 or go to thewildlifeexperience.org and take advantage of this great thing at the Schweiger Ranch.
And as I mentioned real quick before our break, we did do a drawing last night, and a young man won that, and named Shive, and I told him to call in today, so I'm hoping before the end of the show they'll call in. Him and his dad were there, and they were pretty excited, and so our congratulations to Shive for winning the drawing last night from Bushman's Quiver. Check out Bushman's Quiver's website. It's bushmansquiver.com. You can also go to our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com, and find some links there, pictures. Go to our Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We would appreciate that. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more Sportsman of Colorado.
Past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to...
Is the paint on your home faded or peeling? Are you tired of the paint colors in your home? Hi, this is Kevin Getz, owner of American Painting Specialists. We have been transforming plain houses and buildings into vibrant homes and offices throughout the Denver metro area for more than 25 years. American Painting Specialists offers high-quality interior and exterior painting services with guaranteed results. Call 303-937-1912 for a free, no-obligation estimate. And if you mention Sportsman of Colorado, you will receive $100 off a full interior or exterior paint job. Call 303-937-1912 or visit our website at AmericanPaintingSpecialists.com. American Painting Specialists is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau. American Painting Specialists, for a professional experience from start to finish.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. If you or a loved one have been injured by the negligence of another person or company, please contact the firm of Irwin & Bozen for an honest and fair evaluation of your case. You need a firm of experienced trial attorneys dedicated to protecting your rights. Listen, I've known John Bozen for years, and he will give you the personal and professional guidance you need. Call today, 303-999-9999. That's 303-999-9999. Or visit their website, coloradolawyers.com. Irwin & Bozen is an official sponsor, a Sportsman of Colorado.
Have you given up on finding the right camper that truly fits you and your family's needs? Well, there's hope. At Phoenix Pop-Up Campers, we have developed the most personalized, toughest, best-performing off-roading campers imaginable. Yes, if you can imagine it, we can build it. At Phoenix Pop-Up, we would welcome the opportunity to earn your trust and deliver you the best service in the industry. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive $1,000 off your new custom camper. Call 303-286-3921. That's 303-286-3921. 3921 or visit our website at phoenixpopup.com.
For over 30 years, Academy Roofing has been serving Colorado with great customer service. Let me tell you why I am so happy that I chose Academy Roofing. They were efficient, on time, and their cleanup was perfect after my roof was completed. As an A-plus member with the Better Business Bureau, Academy Roofing brings the knowledge and experience you need in a roofing contractor. Call now 303-360-0708 or visit AcademyRoofingInc.com. At Academy Roofing, your roof is our reputation. Academy Roofing is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com.
We normally don't think about our garage door until it won't operate properly. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you about the company I trust, Affordable Door. Pete and Mary Ann have over 20 years of experience in garage doors, from repairs to replacement. Affordable Doors does it all. A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com. Call 303-680-8440. Ask Mary Ann for your Sportsman of Colorado special. Call now, 303-680-8440.
Whether you're a hunter or an angler, having the right guide by your side can mean the difference between success and failure. I'm Dot Mechtenberg. We have the experience and knowledge that can help guide you in planning a successful retirement. For over 40 years, we've been taking the worry and confusion out of retirement planning so that you can focus on the things you love, hunting, fishing, and family. Call me, Dot Mechtenberg, at 303-940-7807 or visit my website, dotmechtenberg.com.
Are you paying for broken windows after every round of golf? Are you always yelling four to the fairway next to yours? Are you searching in the woods hole after hole? Do you continue to lose every ball in your bag? Do you turn a four-hour round into 5.5 hours? If you're that guy, or you invited that guy to play with you, you need No Slice. Just put No Slice on your golf club and it will eliminate your slice, guaranteed, or your money back. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to NoSliceGolf.com. That's NoSliceGolf.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley. In studio, my partner Red Merrill and our good friend Hunter Roop with Bushman's Quiver. Real quick, One Shot Gear, a new sponsor on the show, and we want to thank Alex, the owner out there, and Grant. We saw Grant out there last night, actually, at the event at the Wildlife Experience. But we want to thank them for joining with us here on Sportsman of Colorado. This event is next week, September 20th and 21st. Again, it's at One Shot Gear, 4720 South Santa Fe Circle. They're going to have the Beretta truck there. They're going to be doing a drawing for a Beretta Nano 9mm pistol. And a lot going on. So dynamic virtual shooting range, shotguns, pistols, and rifles on display. Special pricing on all products. The Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, Night Force optics. Again, Beretta's going to be there with a lot of things. Kenetrack boots and the Outdoor Edge knives. And it is going to be a tremendous event. We're going to be out there as much as we can. It'll be about 10 to 5, the hours there. But they said, you know, if people hang out longer, they will definitely stay there longer. So that's at the One Shot Gear. And just a brief word about the store. It is, Red, a really nice store.
It really is.
And, you know, you go in most sporting goods, quote, places, if you see Sitka gear at all, you know, usually it's a very minimal number of pieces. And this is absolutely the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. If Sitka makes it, they got it. And one thing I really appreciate in visiting, like with Grant and Alex, you know, knowledgeable staff with in-field experience. And I think that's very important when you're looking at something to deal with someone that says, hey, I was just out last week and I was wearing this, or, you know, this is what I wear when it's cold and different things like that. And they are giving us something that you will never see anywhere. And I promise you this, Sitka gear, you never see discounted. But if you mention our show, and 10% may not sound like a lot, but if you've looked at Sitka gear, 10% can add up. But it's 10% off if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. And so go out and see them. It's 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. And come out to the event on September 20th and 21st at One Shot Gear. And we would love to see you there as well. Well, Hunter, let's talk a little bit about Africa here. I'm always up for that. We had a client going to be calling us, but not sure if they're going to make it to call in. So let's say, first of all, why don't you tell us, some people may not have been able to hear you on the show, and it's been a few weeks or a month or so since we've had you. Tell how you got hooked up with Bushman's Quiver and maybe your first hunt there.
Well, going to Africa has been a lifelong dream for me. I can remember being 6 years old, reading all the classic books and magazine articles and that sort of thing. And so, you know, life gets in the way. Sometimes you have family, you have kids, you have job obligations. And next thing you know, you're at some point in life where you decide that, you know, this isn't going to happen by accident. I'm going to have to make this happen. And I went to the International Sportsman's Exposition here in Denver. And I met Stefan by chance, and he asked me the same question pretty much that you just asked me. And I told him that it had been a lifelong dream of mine, and I was probably going to wait till I retired from my federal job before I went. And he looked me straight in the eye, and he said, you know, it's never going to be easier or cheaper next year. Mm-hmm. He said, you should come hunt this year. And I did, and had a fantastic experience. I went over there and I booked a safari for 10 days and had a list of 12 plains game species that I wanted to take. I divided them into an A list and a B list, really, really, really wanting my A list, B list. I was happy to get if I could, but if I came back without that, I wasn't going to be disappointed. Well, as it turned out, I shot those 12 animals and seven more. So,
wow.
You know how it is when you get over there and
yes,
you immerse
sir.
Yourself.
Unfortunately, I do.
Yes.
See, they had a good plan for us because the whole time Red and I, we were saying, all right, we got to stick to our list. You know, we looked at each other and practiced the word no, okay?
And was a waste of time.
Yeah,
it was a waste of time.
So on the plane, the way we sat, Red and his wife sat near the window, and I got the first aisle seat right by Red, and we'd look over each other once in a while and say, no, can't do that. Well, then we wake up the next morning, they separate us. So my no backup person was not there, and the only thing I could say was yes. So,
was well worth it.
No regrets, I can guarantee you that. And again, it is something that most of us feel is out of reach. But if you've ever gone on a well-guided elk hunt here in Colorado, I promise you, you've spent the same amount of money that you could go to Africa and shoot a few nice animals, you know, for if you've done that. So, you know, don't think it is, you know, $40,000 to go to Africa because it's not. I mean, you know, you can go over there for several thousand dollars and have a great time and see some beautiful country and just the whole African experience. And Stefan, we are definitely going to get him on the show when he comes in town for the International Sportsman's Expo in January. But, you just could not ask for nicer people. And we were kind of talking last night, Red, that, you know, from the minute we got there and we met our PHs and, you know, got to meet, of course, we knew Stefan pretty well from meeting him here last year at the expo, but meeting his wife. I mean, we automatically felt like we were all just best friends. I mean, from the first day,
absolutely.
Not the end of it, but the first day. And it's just so cool to be with good people and, you know, their desire was for us to have a great time, take good, you know, representative of the species that were there.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome.
And, you know, Scott, of course, I took my wife with me, and I encourage all you guys, and maybe if your wife hunts, but even if she doesn't, you need to take your wife with you. My wife does not hunt, but she encourages me in my hunting. And once she got over there, she was so enthralled with being in Africa and seeing the hundreds of animals that we got to see. And, you know, like you said, we both killed nine animals apiece. And my wife was the one that encouraged me to get this shoulder mount and that shoulder mount and get this flat skin and get this full body mount on a couple of animals that I killed. And she was extremely supportive of me getting to go hunting over there and getting all the taxidermy work done. And so I encourage all you guys, take your wife. She'll be your best supporter.
And Hunter, so you went over there that first year.
Yes.
And then it's kind of like us. I mean, it does not take long to go, man, I want to do this as much as I possibly can.
You know, it changed my whole perspective on even my career. I mean, mm-hmm. Once I got over there and got immersed in the hunting and saw the beautiful country and felt part of the Bushman's Quiver family, just like you and Red did when you got there, I'd been kind of tinkering with the idea of retiring. And then I started thinking, you know, how can I make this happen? And it was pretty clear that Stefan could use some extra help over there. He asked me if I was interested in becoming his exclusive agent. That kind of sealed my decision. The next thing I know, I was retired from my federal job, and now I've been doing this ever since. And I'm coming up on my fourth year with Bushman's Quiver, and it's just been so much fun and so rewarding. I was there when you and Red showed up just to see the excitement, you know, mm-hmm. in the faces of clients when we get them out in the bush and see so many different animals. And, you know, you guys really took some nice specimens.
Right. We were very thrilled. I told everybody, you know, I said it met all our expectations, I really don't even know how to phrase it because we really didn't know what to expect. But looking back on it, I mean, I don't know what could have been better except to stay longer. <You know? laughs> I mean, that's about it, you know.
I'd be like for clients to leave feeling that way.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was just awesome.
And, you know, Scott, the thing about having Hunter here, for me, I'm technologically illiterate in so many areas. And for Hunter, to have Hunter here as the exclusive agent and be able to have all the paperwork and know every step of the process right. that you need to go through in order to, make sure your guns are going to get there and make sure you're going to get there and meet all the requirements and the shots you're going to have and things like that. I'm telling you, I could not have gone without mm-hmm. Hunter's help.
I would have been
ignorant about how to go about this and go about that. He has all the paperwork and everything and all the advice that you need, to make your hunt just as simple as possible and get you over there and have a great time and fulfill that dream of a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. No,
so
that is
fantastic.
True. Because, you know, and we mentioned it before at the expo show, and I don't know how many South African guys there are, but there seem like there's 100 out there, and you don't know who to trust. And every one of them that I'm aware of, so I want to be fair, I'll just say that I'm aware of, the end of Sunday night, they pack up, they leave town. But that's not the case with Bushman's Quiver because Hunter's here full time. He lives in Castle Rock. And Stefan stayed here for what, about a month, Hunter?
He was here beginning 2013 for a good 3.5 weeks.
Right. Yeah. And we did some little different open houses. I say we, they did. And we went to a couple of them and got to meet so many people that had been there and, and again, just gave us, you know, glowing references. And being quite honest with you, almost sounded too good to be true. But after experiencing it, man, Red and I just echoed everything they said. And it was just, as Red said, a trip of a lifetime, although we are certainly hoping to go back in 2015, if not before. And so you can reach Hunter. If you have any questions, maybe you've been thinking about it. And, you know, maybe it's not this year. You probably couldn't go this because they're so booked. But you can get with Hunter. His number is 303-663-4763. That's 303-663-4763. And, man, Red and I'd be happy to meet with you if you have questions on it and meet with Hunter and you and let you know. And we've had some great winners lately. Had a young man that won a drawing that we did in Fort Collins a few weeks ago. And, boy, he's all excited. Got 4 or 5 buddies going to go with him. And, again, our winner last night, a young man named Shiv, 10 years old. And his father was with him, and they were really excited. So it's hard to put into words the experience of it, but I can promise you it is worth every penny to go. And as Hunter said, you know, things are never going to get cheaper, and no time like the present. So you ought to plan to go. So check out bushmansquiver.com, and we're going to take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Hi, sportsmen and women of Colorado. This is Steve Pitcock, owner of Hot Shots Automotive, located in Centennial, Colorado. I would like to offer you all a service special for your diesel truck, a complete diesel oil change, tire rotation, and 30-point safety inspection, all for $60. That's right, $60. That's a $125 value. And for you gas drivers, $25. That's a $60 value. Call us today at 303-617-1125. That's 303-617-1125. Or visit us at hotshotsautomotive.com.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and today only receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Protect your valuables and firearms from fire or break-ins. This is Red Merrill for High Plains Safe Sales. Purchasing a gun safe is the most responsible decision a gun owner will ever make. Cannon safes offer the best warranty in the industry. High Plains Safe Sales offers a variety of safes for your home. Call High Plains Safe Sales at 970-532-3785. That's 970-532-3785. Or visit their website at highplainssafe.com. High Plains Safe Sales is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. Nothing protects like a cannon.
Full Rut Archery and Hunt Club offers LaPorte Archery Bow Trap Shooting, state-of-the-art techno hunt, and an indoor and outdoor 3D range. They also have an indoor target range up to 30 yards and a full-service on-site bow shop. Full Rut Archery also offers antelope and deer hunting on 15,000 acres in Elbert County. Drop by and check it out and have lunch at the Broadhead Cafe. Lessons are also available, and $20 will buy you your annual membership. Call 303-840-9271 or visit their website at fullrutarchery.com.
Running a small business today certainly has its tax challenges. Hi, this is Scott Watley to tell you about Sherry Christian with the SC Tax Group. Having the right CPA that you can trust can literally mean the difference between success and failure. A certified public accountant is a valuable tool for any upcoming and ongoing business, large or small. Put your mind at ease with SC Tax Group. Accurate, efficient, professional tax preparation. SC Tax Group. Call 303-753-8200. That's 303-753-8200.
Be safe, have fun, and qualify for your Colorado carry permit. Teach your kids how to safely handle a rifle, pistol, or shotgun. Hi, I'm Tina Francone, and my staff of NRA-certified instructors at Straightforward Shooting have qualified over 1,000 Coloradans for their Colorado carry permit and have taught hundreds of scouts how to shoot. Get your Sportsman of Colorado discount by calling Straightforward Shooting at 720-989-9662. That's 720-989-9662. Or visit my website, straightforwardshooting.com.
Hi, I'm bankruptcy attorney Benjamin Yablon, author of The Bankruptcy Guide. If you're overwhelmed by debt, you need to call me today. My direct line is 303-562-3167. Come in today for a free consultation, and your copy of The Bankruptcy Guide is free as well. Once again, 303-562-3167. Or visit my website at yablonlaw.com. That's Y-A-B as in boy, L-O-N as in Nick, and the word law.com. I'm attorney Benjamin Yablon.
If you're looking for the best in the antique firearms world, look no further than Frontier Gallery in Denver. At Frontier Gallery, you'll find the antique Winchesters and Colts, old guns, flintlock, and percussion firearms. You'll also find Western memorabilia and art, along with Indian jewelry and artifacts. Whether you're ready to buy, sell, or trade, you need to visit Frontier Gallery, located at 1452 South Broadway in Denver. Call 303-733-4200 or visit their website at frontiergalleryllc.com.
And welcome back, folks. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We have in studio with us Hunter Roop. He's the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver. And if you have any questions for us or for Hunter, our number is 303-331-7116. And Scott and I went over with Bushman's Quiver and on a plains game hunt. But Bushman's Quiver does all kinds of hunts and dangerous game and every species of plains game. And Hunter, tell us a little bit about some of the hunts you've been on with them, and especially your line hunt.
Well, I've hunted lion with Bushman's Quiver several times now, and it's always an exciting experience. It's a team effort. Primarily, the way we hunt lion is either by baiting or by spot and stalk, two different techniques altogether. If you're baiting lion, you try to find a natural kill that perhaps a lion has taken, and then set up a blind and try to ambush the lion when they come back to feed on their natural kill. We also sometimes will take bait animals just for the purpose of baiting lion. But I think probably my most favorite method for hunting lion is spot and stalk. And basically what's done there is during the evening hours, the bush roads are dragged with some sort of a drag. Usually it's an acacia tree or something like that, that smooths out the sand. And then, of course, the lions are primarily nocturnal animals, is when they do most of their hunting. And so the next morning, after they've fed and they've gone to lie up in the bush, then you drive the trails and the roads and you look for cat spoor where they've crossed the road. Perhaps they've killed something. They may have drug it across the road. And then you determine from the size of that track whether or not the size of the lion is one that you want to pursue. We hunt both lions and lionesses. I've taken one of each. And it's a real exciting hunt to be on the ground with those big cats. When you finally spore one and come up on them, it's not too many things in this world that'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up like being face-to-face on the ground with one of these big cats. It's really exciting.
You know, and I've thought about that many times, Hunter, and I admire people who have done the spot and stalk and got up close to lions.
You know, as long as that spot and stalk is in the order from your perspective.
Yeah.
If it's the lion, spotting and stalking, that's another end. Yeah.
You do have to be careful about that. I mean, we've got some buffalo concessions that we hunt on that have lion on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're in the mindset of sporing buffalo, and you don't think that, you know, under that acacia tree 30 yards away, could a big lion be lying under there. So you have to be, you know, watchful all the time.
Right. And, you know, you never know how you might react. You like to think that, oh, yeah, I'm tough, I'm brave, you know, and all this kind of stuff. But until you've been in a situation like that, you really just don't know how you might react. And sometimes I'm afraid I would I'd really
freeze up.
You freeze up or want to yell and run, drop my gun, you know, go crazy or something like that.
Well, we put you through a little short lion hunting school before we just take you out there and put you on the ground and say, okay, look for something yellow and and try to shoot it.
But, well, I want to make sure my PH, my professional hunter, has a big gun and knows how to shoot it.
Oh, there'll be several of those along, because the funny thing of it is there's seems to be this perception that, you know, most wild game have a natural fear of man. And I could tell you, lions do not fear humans.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure every lion is different. I've read, you know, stories like a lot of people have that dream about going to Africa, and every lion might be different. And one might, you know, see you and turn tail and run, and the other might see you and come right at you, charging.
Well, generally what happens is that, you know, I mentioned that lions don't have a natural fear of humans. I've not seen any evidence that they do. I think it's more a question of the fact that they just really, it's kind of like humans are like a bad house guest, you know. Mm-hmm. They just don't want to be around humans. And so their natural tendency is to evade and escape. But they'll only do that for, you know, so many times.
Sure.
I mean, once they start to feel pressured, they get, you know, kind of get their back up about it. And so,
yep.
If you've bumped them two or three times, then, you know, your sense of alertness needs to be even more heightened, because at some point they're not going to, you know, continue to evade you. They're going to bring things to a culmination. So,
tell you what, let's go to the phones here. We have our winner from last night from the Wildlife Experience, the drawing at Bushman's Quiver. Shiv is on the phone. Shiv, how are you, bud?
Good. How are you?
Hey, man, we are doing good. So were you able to even go to sleep last night after winning a trip to Africa?
It was hard, but I just got tired enough and fell asleep.
Okay, good deal. Well, man, you got to be pretty excited about this.
Yep, I'm pretty excited of going there.
Well, good. And, boy, it was so nice to meet your dad last night with you as well. And, you know, I tell you, it's really important for dads to spend time with their kids out there. And it was, I compliment your dad for even bringing you to the event last night and having you out there being able to experience that event. And then plus, man, I doubt if you ever thought, you know, you'd win a trip to Africa by coming. So you're probably going to be pretty popular at school.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, is your dad going to have to buy you a new gun?
Well, I already have one gun that my dad bought for me that we were going to use for this weekend. But we were supposed to go to Kansas, but they didn't allow us to go.
Oh, wow. Well, good deal. Well, do you know many African animals out there that you think you might want to go and shoot when you go there?
I'll just see what's there and see if there's anything I like, because I still need to research on what's there.
Well, that's what we had to do too, buddy, I guarantee you, because, you know, we weren't real familiar with all the different species of animals that were there. So, you know, we had to do the exact same thing. But, man, it was so nice to meet you, and we just really want to congratulate you for winning. And I know Hunter will be in touch with you, the exclusive agent for Bushman's Quiver, the gentleman you met last night. So he'll be in touch with you, and then we'll try to hook up for a meeting every once in a while with him and, you know, talk to your dad too. And we sure hope you guys can get a date picked out and then start planning for your trip. So we really appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, bud. You're welcome. And we're really congratulating you on being a winner.
Thanks.
All right, bud. Take care.
You too.
That is Shiv Ghosh. I believe I'm pronouncing that. And he was the winner last night from the drawing we had at the Wildlife Experience with Bushman's Quiver. And I bet you that young man kills something, Red. He looks like he's ready. Boy, they were excited. And the dad even told you something about, like, two animals. Yeah, we're going to be adding to that list. Yes.
Well, I believe his dad was just as excited as his son.
Oh, he was. Because, he was.
He's planning on shooting some animals over there himself, and he said he would be taking his wife.
Right, right. So, Hunter, let's say someone's listening and they're thinking, you know, boy, I've always dreamed about going. What would be some of the first tips that you might give someone for their first trip? What do they need to think about, and how would you go about even planning one?
Well, if you go on our website, we have a reading and viewing list on there.
Very good.
And I would suggest that you sample some of the DVDs that we recommend on there, as well as some of the books. I think that'll be highly helpful. I know it was for me the first time. And the main thing is just keep an open mind, read that material. It should answer a lot of questions for most people. It'll also probably generate some questions. And, of course, I'm more than happy to field phone calls or emails or meet people in person to talk to them about their issues. And I know you guys are willing to do the same thing. And it's just fun, you know, to sit around and listen to the different questions that people have. And I always learn something new myself. And that makes it all very exciting.
Right. And, again, the big thing that really solidified our decision, you know, not only because I won the drawing, but, you know, is really having Hunter here close to us where we could call him at any time, email him at any time. He was very willing to meet with us at any point just to go over things, because, you know, some of the things to us may seem like dumb questions, but when it's your first time, you don't know things, you know,
right.
Red. And so, yeah, again, having him here to direct us, help us fill out forms, and just made everything so much better, because, you know, we might have got halfway there and messed something up if we hadn't had his direction.
I certainly would.
Yeah, so it was great to have him. Again, Hunter's number is 303-663-4763. And if you've ever thought about going, at least come out to the Tanner Gun Show next weekend. Find Hunter there. And he always has a nice booth. And you can look at some photos there of even our hunt. And you know, can visit with people. Most of the time, there's always people hanging around that have been hunting with Bushman's Quiver. So check them out next weekend at the Tanner Gun Show. Check out our website, sportsmanofcolorado.com. We've got an Ask the Expert box there. If you send us a question through the website and we use it on air, we'll get you a $25 Cabela's gift card. If you got any pictures, send them to us. We'll put them on the bragging gallery. If you want to hear about a specific topic, email us, Scott at Sportsman of Colorado or Red at Sportsman of Colorado. And we got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
And so he sentenced me to a life of ease.
Planning on some spring or summer cleaning? Maybe a remodel job is in your plans. It's the Roll-Off Remedies Spring and Summer Special. Get a 10-day, 30-yard dumpster rental for $285 when you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Free delivery and free pickup and 24-hour delivery on all boxes. Call 303-433-1553. That's 303-433-1553. Or visit their website at remediesdumpsterrental.com. Roll-Off Remedies is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and an official sponsor of Sportsman
Colorado.
What's the
most common problem for golfers? It's the slice. If you want to get rid of your slice, you need No Slice. No Slice was tested by Golf Laboratories, a facility that conducts robotic testing for the golf industry, and the results were amazing. No Slice will eliminate your slice and increase your distance, guaranteed, or your money back. Simply apply No Slice to your golf club for longer, straighter shots and no more lost golf balls. Enjoy golf again. For more information or to purchase No Slice, go to noslicegolf.com. That's noslicegolf.com.
It's 2013 and time to ditch Grandpa's vest look while out on the river. Mountain River Lanyards offers a complete range of quality handcrafted fly fishing lanyards and accessories. Our products are designed and built by people who work and play in the great outdoors. For more information on where to find Mountain River Lanyards, call 303-690-0477. That's 303-690-0477. Or visit their website at mountainriverlanyards.com. Mountain River Lanyards is an official sponsor of Sportsmen of Colorado.
For 36 years, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet has been family-owned and operated. The Chevy Silverado, longest-lasting, best gas mileage, best resale of any truck you can buy. Buy any new or used vehicle and receive a $200 gas card. Lynn Lyle has a full-service department body shop with super competitive prices. Call 303-344-3100. That's 303-344-3100. Or visit their website at lynnlyle.com. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
Howdy, folks. This is Red Merrill, and it's that time of year to make sure your furnace is working properly. And I recommend Lakewood Plumbing and Heating. Call 303-233-7007 for your Sportsman of Colorado $99 furnace checkup special. That's right, only $99. As an official company of Haystack Help, Lakewood Plumbing and Heating will assure your 100% satisfaction. Call 303-233-7007 for your $99 furnace checkup now.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
At Iron Forge Trailers in Sedalia, you will find a full lineup of trailers. From ATV trailers to cargo trailers to dump trailers, Iron Forge is the place to go for all your trailer needs. Iron Forge is also an excellent resource if you need to rent a trailer. Full service trailer repair shop and welding services are also available. Located at 7144 Reynolds Drive in Sedalia, call 720-312-7095. That's 720-312-7095. Or visit their website at ironforgetrailers.com. Iron Forge Trailers is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado. When it comes to taxidermy, I can assure you that all taxidermists are not created equal. Preserve your hunting memories for generations to come with Hunter T's Taxidermy. Owner Keith Kaufman uses the finest products, the most trusted techniques, and real-life experiences to create your custom work of art. Every mount is individually crafted to bring out the best in your trophy. Call Hunter T's at 303-973-3098. That's 303-973-3098. Or visit their website at HunterT'sTaxidermy.com.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. We hope everyone has a great Saturday and a great weekend. Again, I just saw an update on my phone here where the Boulder County Sheriff is reporting 208 people are unaccounted for. And so our thoughts and prayers sincerely go out to all of you up north there. And we sure hope all these people are found safe. And again, they're we heard right before we were coming in, Red, 1 to 2 more inches tonight,
yes,
of rain there, which is unbelievable. And then, man, some of the video I've seen, it's just unreal. When you've been to Estes Park much, you know the main road that goes through there with all the stores. I mean, water was rushing down there like unbelievable. So
yeah, and you know, Scott, they are requesting that people do not drive up there just to get a look at the flood and stuff, because it interferes with their emergency response vehicles and different things. Plus, you get up there and you don't know what you're doing. You get on the road and all of a sudden you're in the flood.
Right.
So please use good common sense and leave all of that to the emergency response people.
And the city of Lyons, I think, was kind of destroyed. I mean, boy, it looked like they were getting people out of there as well. So hope everything turns out there, and just hope everybody's safe. And just let you know we're thinking about you. So, Hunter, let's go back and let's talk about, you know, one thing that, and one article I really appreciated on your website was the dynamic and really the relationship between the PH and a hunter. And, you know, whether, and I'll just say this, whether you're here or wherever hunting and you've got a guide, you've got that guide for a reason, and you've got to listen to them. And that's why they're there. They know the layout of the land. They know the animals there. They know their habits. They know everything. So, you know, but having that good relationship with your PH, and communication would probably be the next key word. But talk a little bit about the importance of that, Hunter.
Well, I think one of the things that I would do would be to contrast, you know, the African experience with how we hunt here domestically. If you come out to Colorado to hunt elk, for example, I mean, you're going to have a guide. But the difference principally in Africa is that your relationship, I think, with your professional hunter in Africa is going to be quite a bit more closely aligned. You're going to see so many more different animals, mm-hmm, than you will if you're elk hunting here in Colorado. And so that continual communication between, you know, this is, you know, that species, and this is that's the other species, and this is the animal, you know, in that grouping, it's the third one from the left, becomes a whole lot more involved and complicated when you have a large herd species like we have in Africa versus maybe a scattering of, you know, you may see 15 or 20 elk together. Most of them will be cows. Maybe there's two or three bulls in the group, maybe only one bull. And so when you get to Africa, then, of course, that's a whole lot more complicated analysis. I don't want to make it sound like it's overcomplicated, but, I mean, right, if you see a herd of 15 zebra, there might be one or two stallions in there, and trying to determine, you know, which ones are the stallions and which one is the best stallion out of a herd of 15 animals that all look alike is quite a bit of a challenge. Mm-hmm. And of course the bush can be pretty thick, and so that communication process, that ongoing between the point in time that the PH actually sees the animals and assesses them and then identifies the one that he wants you to shoot, is a little bit of a process that's different from what we are used to here domestically.
Sure. And you know, and Hunter, when we were there, all the PHs that are there with Bushman's Quiver, I mean, they were expert in many different fields. I just thoroughly enjoyed being with FC, our guide, and my wife and me, but mostly my wife was just asking innumerable questions about Africa in, mm-hmm, general, and different animals and the terrain and the names of this mountain, the name of this creek, the name of this river. And FC was expert in all of that. I was just amazed at his wide range of knowledge. And, of course,
he likes to talk about it, too,
yeah,
doesn't he?
It was great. We thoroughly enjoyed it. And, of course, you know me, my son says I have a face for radio. And but I love talking about how good-looking I am, how, mm-hmm, smart I am, how good a shot I am, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And FC, I mean, he jumped in on that and was just going along with me. And he says, oh, by far, you're the most handsome hunter we've had this year. You know, and different things like that, you know. And just, I mean, we just had such a good, yeah, rapport. And it was a tremendous time. But, I mean, just like you said, you know, we could see a herd of animals. And he'd just look out there and say, no, there's not a good one in there.
Right.
And I didn't know.
Right.
And when I finally killed my kudu, you know, we just came up, and boy, there he was right there about 30 yards away down in a creek bed. And
And I got on him, but I didn't shoot right away because I wasn't certain if this was a really good animal.
Yeah.
And FC goes, you can tip him over anytime.
It's funny to hear him call.
Yeah, he's
and like, I just went, all right, boom.
Yeah, Red felt like, you know, he was the new best comedian there, and he was teasing with FC and said, you know, he goes, man, you laugh at all my jokes. He goes, well, Stefan pays me $1 for every time I laugh at a client. So he goes,
yeah, I go, oh, well, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Oh, man. Yeah, I thought he was being genuine and sincere, but he was getting paid to be good to me.
That's pretty obvious that he enjoys what he's doing from the hunting perspective and also from the client perspective. FC's, he loves people, and all of our PHs are good. One of the things that's unique about FC is people come back and hunt, and they say, if they've ever hunted with me before, sure, when they come back, I want him as my PH.
Absolutely.
The guy is just hilarious and fun to be around, and as you pointed out, very knowledgeable.
And, of course, you know, my getting to be with FC and him knowing the animal so well, and we were driving up this canyon, actually to get up on top of a big mesa where there were zebra and wildebeest and other things, and he spotted this little old animal, which I had never seen nor heard of, but being the expert he was, we spotted the male, and he goes, boy, that's the trophy of a lifetime, Red. You need to shoot it. And it turned out to be possibly the new world record clip springer. We find out Monday exactly how it stacks up. But it wouldn't have been possible. I would have passed it up if I'd seen it and been out there on my own. You know, I had no idea what it was. It looked like a big jackrabbit. But FC, you know, he knew immediately what it was, and he knew that it was a trophy animal. And he had been hunting them all his life and leading clients specifically for clip springers. And then to get that opportunity, and it was all because being with Bushman's Quiver, having being able to hunt on the concessions that they – that they have locked up to hunt on, and being with a great PH and knowing exactly what to do and gauging the distance, you know, stuff. They're just expert in all those fields and made my hunt just tremendous.
Well, you know, the clip springer is one of the tiny 10. There's 10 different species of small antelope like that in Africa. And, of course, they all have, you know, the straight, erect horns. And, you know, I'm still amazed at how these guys can tell the difference between a 5-inch, a 5.5, a 6-inch.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, you're looking at a difference of fractions of an inch at several hundred yards, and how these guys piece all that together. And in your case, Red, pointed out that that was a huge, huge clip springer. It's just a mystery. It's something to behold. Oh, yeah.
And if we do find out Monday, that's a new world record. Next week will be the one-hour special of the Red Merrill World Record Show.
Yeah, you won't be able to touch me with a 10-foot pole. I'll be higher than a kite.
I do want to mention the event one more time for One Shot Gear. It's September 20th and 21st, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Inglewood. They're going to have the Beretta truck there, Sitka gear, Blosser rifles, Night Force optics, Kennetrack boots, Outdoor Edge, a lot of things going on, dynamic virtual shooting range, shotguns, pistols, and rifles on display, and special pricing. And if you go to One Shot Gear and mention us, they will give you 10% off on Sitka gear and boots, I believe it is. So they'll add boots in there for you for that. But the Sitka gear is amazing. Red and I got fixed up with them with some great gear, so we are looking forward to using that gear. And Hunter, we want to thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Always a pleasure to be here and talk about Africa. Thank you very much.
And we will look forward to seeing you next week out at the Tanner Gun Show as well. You know, check out our website again, sportsmanofcolorado.com, excuse me, .com, and look at our sponsors. All of these people we have very, very personal relationships with, and good people. And sometimes, you know, we try to gear a lot of our things toward the outdoors, but sometimes life happens. Academy Roofing, a great roofing company. If you've been in this rain and you found out you got a leak, I suggest you get in touch with Academy Roofing. You can find them at academyroofing.com. And Tori, our good buddy with Lakewood Plumbing and Heating, and he's a great guy. And so we've got just a lot of great sponsors, and so we hope you'll check them out. Again, Ask the Expert segment is something that we do here. So if you send us a question through the website and we use your question on air, we'll get you a $25 Cabela gift card. And Shiv, if you're listening, buddy, we congratulate you on being the winner again last night at the Wildlife Experience event there. So for my partner, Red Merrill, my name's Scott Whatley, and our good friend, Hunter Roop, we wish everyone a great weekend, and everyone stay safe. This is Sportsman of Colorado, and we'll be back next week.